Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Summer music. Summertime, summertime, summertime. I was just thinking about radio advertising, Jay, and I was also thinking about listenership. We were talking about The Bachelor, the Golden Age. What was it? What's the name of the...
The Golden Bachelor.
The Golden Bachelor. And how we seem to work in our country, maybe it's part of the world, at separating ourselves. You know how I've said this a million times probably over the years. The reason for us to be together is we're all sort of struggling to achieve the same things. We go about it in different ways, but yet, and sometimes the way people think they need to achieve success is to eliminate or denigrate the other person because of his or her race or his or her sex or his or her age or his or her weight or his or her, you name it, put it in fill in the blank. And it seems such a shame that this has become part of the human condition. Because when you look around, it doesn't really take anybody else to fulfill you. It shouldn't be that you take other people apart because you're not fulfilled. Your job is to fulfill yourself because you're the only reason, you're the only person who really can fulfill you. You're the only person who can make you happy. That's it.
That's true. It comes from within. Right. And you don't have to snuff out somebody else's light just so you shine bright. There's enough space for everybody.
Yep,
There's enough space for there to be multiple successes.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of success, the Miss America pageant seems to be something that people are are stirred up about because there's a new TV show called The Secrets of Miss America. Wow. Digging pretty deep into the barrel here. The premiere episode aired last week on A&E, and so it goes back to 2017 to an email that leaked that changed the pageant forever, caused the CEO to resign, in fact. And so what happened sort of led to the end of the swimsuit competition. No. So I guess I remember a Miss America. I remember when Gretchen Carlson used to be on Fox News. She was a Miss America, and that's how she got her job. And then she went on to the board of trustees to Miss America, and she's, I think, one of the reasons that they changed everything. The reason Roger Ailes hired her was because she'd been Miss America, not because she had any news. She didn't have any qualification for anything except she looked good. And that was the... that was the reason of Roger Ailes out pretty much everybody that was there. Blonde, nicely built. And so then Ailes took to chasing the women around. That movie, who is in that movie? There are a couple of movies about Ailes and what went on at Fox News. And it was, I won't say it was amusing because the sexual harassment was so rampant there. Matter of fact, I remember when Gretchen Carlson left Fox, she sued him, and she got $20 million out of him. So there had to have been something going on between Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly and the cast of characters that were there chasing the women around. But anyway, the point here is that there's enough material here to do a television series on the things going on with Miss America?
Yeah, I think it's a four-part docuseries.
Yeah, but the one I guess that they're doing this week focuses on the swimsuits and why they don't have them anymore. But the original competition was all about that. I remember as a youngster looking at some of these women, or girls, actually.
That's what it was all about for the lecherous people who wanted to see that, but that was only one small part of the overall.
I don't think I was lecherous. Budget. I was like a teenager. It was kind of what teenagers like looking at.
Lecherously.
Okay, I guess I won't dig around that hole much more. All right, let's go to Alaska for the week-long volcano celebration going on up there. Wow, what a mess. This remote volcano, and it's actually out on the Aleutian Islands. So it hasn't affected much of the property, but because the ash is, the big cloud of ash is so large, you can't fly through it. So pilots are flying around it. The initial height of the ash cloud is 5.5 miles up in the sky, straight
wow.
up. And most airplanes fly at 35,000 feet, and that's about 7 miles up, somewhere between 6 and 7 miles up. So, anyway, this volcano, for those of you who want to plot it, 700 miles southwest of Anchorage, and is in the middle of an island where nobody lives, thank heavens. But yet, again, the real problem here is the stuff that's spewing out in the air. Massive. So what's the atmosphere? You've got to think about the fires in Canada and what that's doing to our atmosphere. And then this stuff coming from the volcano. And what other assaults, you know, the people who are always onto climate change say that we're ruining the atmosphere. So how's Mother Earth dealing with this? How come the sky sooner or later always gets clear? Where does that stuff go? Ever wonder that? Where does all the ash, that cloud, go? Where does all of the smoke from the fire, where does that go? Where do the things that are going, the things that come out of the spray cans? You know, when you spray, that stuff is, that's the most harmful
aerosol.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most, that really is the most. The other stuff that comes out of the tailpipe of the car, people say that's bad. Well, anything that is connected to fossil fuels is not good. And yet, the planet is built, in essence, on fossils. We live and we die. What is the old expression? Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. We are what we have eaten, and what we have eaten comes from the land. It's just a circulation. It's just the same. When a cow dies on my farm, I put her in the compost pile so that in 6 to 7 months, that body will have gone through the microbial change and will go back in the form of compost that gets used to enhance the value of the land. It's just a cycle. So when people get all worked up about a lot of this stuff, I point out to you, this is just another one, even though it's dangerous for people to breathe this stuff in, and people, they make a big deal. News media makes a big deal out of it. This is part of what goes on the planet every day of every week of every month of every year in the history. There are always these things. You don't know about some of them because many of them happen in places where nobody lives. So you don't pay much attention to them. But it is there. It's clear that there always is activity here because that's how the Earth operates. It cleans itself up and fixes its own problems. It doesn't say, they don't put a call in, Earth doesn't call to Mars and say, hey Mars, come help me out. No, Mother Earth takes care of Mother Earth. Great lesson in that for all of us.
Yeah.
I think. Take care of your own problems and don't be blaming them on somebody else. All right. How about this for a, for, for a night out. There's a couple. They went on an Uber ride, excuse my voice, California couple planning a romantic getaway. So they go down to Guatemala for their wedding anniversary, which was derailed because they were charged $30,000 for an Uber ride. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's go down for a good old time. They get to the airport. She flies down to meet her husband, who's been in Guatemala for a while. They get into the thing. They take the ride, and they go to the hotel. And I guess the card doesn't work, so they check the bank account. And there's a $30,000 charge against it. And they went, what the hell is this?
Yeah. In another country, it suddenly broke. Their cards won't work. They've been cleared out.
$55 to their name.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the $30,000 charge was supposed to be in the Costa Rican money, not dollars, right. And something happened. So it was really supposed to only be $55. And instead of being charged that, they were charged $30,000. And they had a moment of, like, who do we even call about this? What are we supposed to do? Of course, everything worked out. But, that's not a good start to your five-year wedding anniversary celebration trip.
Speaking of not a good start to your trip, those of you who are vacationing in Phoenix this week, you will have noted by now that the temperature there yesterday was 110 degrees, 19th straight day of record-breaking heat.
What dangerous was levels feels like?
It feels down there. It's pretty dry, so it just feels hot. It doesn't feel humid. Like we're feeling, you're getting it in Ohio.
No, you know how the temperature is like, the temperature says this, but the feels like is this. And it's always something hotter or colder in the winter.
Yeah, that's the dew point. We don't have high dew points. The dew point is the moisture measurement in the air. And when it's humid, dew point goes up. If the dew point is 70, you're going to be sweating. And so, okay, here we have most of the news media outlets making a big deal about the extreme summer weather. Now there are firefighters also battling wildfires. I was talking about the fires up in Canada. Greece has a problem. China has a real problem. It's interesting how things are coming out of China now. There are a couple of news outlets like the Epoch Times have people that are in China that are telling what's going on. You never really knew what the weather was in China, right? You didn't pay any attention to the weather. And now we see they're having the same problems that the rest of us are. Where's Al Gore when we need him? Right? 18 after the hour here on Good Day. Oh, travelers, how many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Exciting stuff. 23 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Today is Thursday. Already we're two-thirds of the way through the month, Jay. Do you believe it? July the 20th is upon us. And with the acknowledgement that today is the 20th, and the acknowledgement that there are always lots of things going on to people, lots of things in places, and we focus here during this portion of the program on social media, things that are trending with celebrities often. Brigitte Bardot, or as Chuck Curry would say, Bridget Bardot, is 88 years old. How many people remember her now? Okay. Do I ask James J. if he knows who Bridget Bardot is? They can do that, I guess.
I've been wrong before. I was going to say, I feel like everybody kind of knows.
Does everybody? Well,
James,
let's find out.
Do you? Yes?
It doesn't sound
oh,
right. Okay, you lose, Jay. I get
some
$5.
In society,
yeah.
There are people, there's a whole generation who does not know Bridget Bardot.
Yeah. Well, some people think she's dead, but she's not. She was referred to as a sex symbol when she was big time. So we're going to find out what's going on. She's not big time, and she's not a sex symbol, but she's still around. But apparently just barely, so we'll find out what that scoop is after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right, so this may be the first time you've heard this story. I don't know that we've talked about or I've even thought about Brigitte Bardot for a number of years, but apparently over the last couple of days, she's had a few problems, so first responders rushed to her home, She suffered some breathing difficulty. Her husband, a gentleman named Bernard Humal, how's that, pretty good French, huh?
There you go.
Confirmed that this has been a problem with her for a while. So anyway, firefighters arrived there. She was on oxygen. She was awake and alert. But there are rumors about her. One of the big problems in France and in Europe, as a matter of fact, Saint-Tropez is where they live, is there's a huge, big problem with the heat. Here we have a heat wave in America. There's a heat wave in China. There's a heat wave over there. So it happens when you're older and your immune system didn't work so well, that you can have a real problem breathing. And apparently that's what she experienced.
Yes.
That's what the story is.
And a lot of us take central air conditioning for granted, and that's not one of the norms in Europe.
No. Well, don't need it. England, I remember, we didn't have any in any of the house that I was that I rented for all those years when Megan was there. Air conditioning didn't need it. It was the temperature was it's called a temperate zone for a reason, because the temperature doesn't vary that much up and down during the because they're so far up north. So at any rate, she apparently is okay for the moment. But the heat exhaustion will get to her as an example for you and anybody who's in that heat for as long as she was. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, much as with humans, too many calories and a lack of exercise can spell trouble for our pets. Unfortunately, it appears many people have a difficult time acknowledging that their dog or cat is overweight. According to a nationwide survey, while only 22% of guardians surveyed believe their dog is overweight, the Association for Pet Obesity reports that a staggering 53% of dogs are actually overweight or obese. This perception gap may be a key factor in what they consider to be an epidemic in pet obesity. I've been seeing it for years and years and years. You know, pet obesity affects our pets the same way as being obese affects people. Arthritis, diabetes, joint problems, and many other problems as well. That's why it's really critical. You know, pets don't gain weight by themselves unless there's something medically wrong. We're in charge of their feeding. So if your pet is overweight, chances are you're feeding him too many calories and he's not getting enough exercise. Try several small meals throughout the day, a little pet aerobics, and you'll both be in good shape in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is coming to the defense of presidential candidate Donald Trump for his actions centered around January 6. McCarthy said that he doesn't see how Trump can be found criminally responsible, asking what criminal activity he did. He also suggested that Trump told people to be peaceful. The comments come after Trump received a target letter regarding a Department of Justice criminal investigation into January 6th. Trump claims Biden's Department of Justice has been weaponized against conservatives, religious sectors, and parents at school board meetings. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa summit next month. That's because the country would be required to arrest Putin for war crimes in Ukraine. South Africa belongs to the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin in March. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Our 34 FBO to activate all those systems in your brain and your body that react to things that are sometimes good, sometimes not so good, sometimes just plain ugly. That is not the case when we understand what today is all about. I mentioned to Jay a few minutes ago that we are 2/3 of the way through the month of July in the year 2023. If you go back in history, the reason that we celebrate today as National Moon Day isn't because the moon was in a particular phase. It's because American astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first people in the history of the planet that we know of to land on the moon. And so between the 20th of July, 21st of July, the entire world was focused on the Apollo 11 mission. It took 8 years after President Kennedy said we ought to send a man to the moon by the end of the 60s, and this was pushed because that's what he wanted, and that's what he got. He didn't get it because he wasn't around, but you get the idea. The sending of men to the moon, actually it all started in the joint session of Congress back in 1961 when he said, quote, "I believe this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth. So think about that. Think about all the things that are involved in this reality. Mm-hmm. The moon is a chunk of the Earth that was broken off billions of years ago and got into a position where it kept its kept an orbit. It created what's called an elliptical orbit. That's why the moon looks bigger in the fall or certain parts of the year than it does in other parts of the year, because it actually is. Its apogee and perigee are almost 100,000 miles different. So at its closest, the moon is about 267,000 miles away from the Earth, and at its farthest, almost 400,000 miles away from the Earth.
And that's why a lot of times we get those supermoons, and some supermoons seem especially larger than others.
Yep. So there were a number of Apollo missions that didn't have anybody on board when NASA went to work, and it was hard work, and it was good work, and it was work that was done by Americans. The first mission served as a test for the resilience of the vehicle itself. And then, in July of 1969, I'm telling you, every single human being that could see a television set, people stayed home from work, people didn't go to school. Well, the school wasn't much in session in July anyway. And there were three astronauts who took off on July 16th. It's about 9:30 in the morning. Neil Armstrong was the mission commander. And the spacecraft then went around, it orbited around the Earth, and then it slung itself out, heading for the moon, and got into lunar orbit after 3 days of traveling toward the moon. But as I started to say, the moon moves itself around the Earth. So they had to figure out in a mathematical way how you take off and what do you do to get to hit the moon as it's moving, as a moving target, right? You think about that for a minute. It wasn't just a straight shot. They had to follow the path. They had to find and follow the path to get to the moon as it moved around. It's like today, they used what they learned to make that happen, to get the various spacecraft out to Mars, Mercury, out and beyond the Webb telescope. Pretty amazing stuff how the human brain can figure this stuff out. They use computers, to be sure, but still, think about it. And then when Armstrong got off, the Eagle has landed. And then, do you remember what the... Did you discuss this, James? In social studies or current events or anything when you were in school, what was it he said when he jumped off? He actually jumped, too. That was what was cool.
It was... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you stay. What did he say?
It was one small step for... Oh, gosh. Why am I forgetting it?
You're close.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. That's it?
That's it. Yep.
Okay. Crushed it.
That's it. President Kennedy... He gets his way, even though he's no longer with us. So there are all kinds of things that were done to get the images of the moon right. They sent up rockets to do that. And there was a big thing between the Russians and the Americans at the time. And, well, the space race had been a big thing. We took the lead here. And so the story goes. And then there were a couple of more Apollos that went up. Apollo 13, the one that had the problem. The program came to an end in 1972, and so there are five now, as we look ahead, five unmanned missions that have taken off and are going to take off, and then there will be a man back on the moon again, maybe next year, it seems. Although, in its wisdom or lack thereof, the Congress of the United States voted to cut NASA's budget. What came out of the committee was about a third of what NASA was asking for. I think they were looking for, and I don't hold me to the numbers because they don't have them right in front of me, for $900 million, something like that, and the members of Congress in that committee. It'll be restored, but the fact that people are that short-sighted, they'd rather spend money on things that are so trivial and don't get us anywhere. I've always had, when I think who was the first president to cut the budget of NASA? I think Bush was, because we need the money to go fight those bad Iraqis, you know, the evildoers in Iraq. That was the most ridiculous. Anyway, I'm not going to get off on that tangent. And then Obama cut the budget. Just ridiculous. This is an inspiration. This is what gets children to activate their minds. After this, the reality of, I was teaching school at the time. I remember we weren't in class in July, but I remember using this, and I was an English and speech teacher. It wasn't like I was, like it was a science teacher, but we planned the science teachers, social studies teachers, and I initiated this, and I always look back on it as one of my proudest moments when I got together with a friend of mine who was a social studies teacher and another friend who happened to be my science teacher when I was in junior high school, who I ended up teaching with when I was teaching in junior high. And we all put together a project to take the various disciplines and teach. It was a teachable moment, as Oprah has said many times. It really was a fabulous moment. So we came back to school in September of that year, reviewing what happened with Apollo 11 and all the things that were part of it. We wrote essays and got the children excited about, you know, we did quizzes on the story of Neil Armstrong's life, because everybody was looking at all these astronauts and finding out what their families were like. It was really very cool and something that, I hope that this stuff is still going on in school today, but who the heck knows? Right? Did you do anything like that, Jay?
Yeah, we kind of did.
You mean?
Hello?
Yeah, an exercise. I'm doing my, getting rid of all of my, the allergy stuff. It seems to me that this is the sort of thing that ought to be going on in school and not teaching. And I was thinking about this last night when I knew that, I remembered that today was the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
but this is also what we learn in elementary school.
Yeah, you should learn it. It should be a different way of discussing this sort of thing all across the disciplines and all across the years that you're in school.
Building those dioramas. I'm completely blanking on the name of it. The shoebox. What is it with the shoebox? The shoebox display. And it's not a diorama, but it's called something else. But anyway, we always had those, like, projects that went with them.
Yes, that was another thing. Yep, you could create science and art together. Yep. Yeah, very cool. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which will allow you, once you get to them at 800-PROGRESSIVE, to have very good coverage on your motorcycles, your boats, your RVs. So if you want protection there, baby cakes, see how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. A lot of people are talking about the weather, the thing we were discussing about Brigitte Bardot brings me around to thinking it's too bad she didn't have some information about simple things that you can do in the heat. Lots of people are talking about the heat. We've had these heat waves pretty much since the planet began measuring what the weather is all about. You can look, the weather people that are on every night will show you often, well, in this month we've had this many hot days, and this is how much rain we've had, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they don't often suggest solutions for heat, stroke, heat, stress. That's what Brigitte Bardot had. So I thought maybe there could be a moment or two, Jay, we'd look into hydration and how you can continue to have your summer fun. Because it is so easy to overheat. You maybe, you jump into the pool, or you jump into the lake, or you jump into the ocean, and you quickly cool down. Well, there are other tricks that you can use. You got to apply something cold to pulse points, like your neck, right? Under your arms, in your groin. Those are the places that you need to get cool stuff so you lower your body. That's why getting into a bathtub with cool water is good, because it touches all of those places.
Yeah, and even just running your wrists under cold.
Yep, on your wrist, that's right, it's a pulse point. Yeah, that's very true. That's a very good place for you to take care of your body, to cool it down.
And also at times when it's this hot and you're sweating out a lot of nutrients, just drinking water is not enough. You need some electrolytes. Sometimes I think, you have to put a little bit of sea salt and maybe some water.
Yeah, you can do that. You
know, cut it with something else so it's not so salty. But, yeah, just plain water, it may rehydrate you, but it is not putting all that nutrients. The minerals. It's not putting all those minerals back in.
Yeah. My physical therapist gave me some stuff the other day because part of what happens when you're dehydrated, your body, your muscles will contract and they'll stay there. That's what cramps are all about. If you have cramps, and I happen to have a problem with them. So find the carotid artery in your neck, cool it down. Find the radial artery if you look inside your wrist, the thumb side of your wrist. Let's see here. There's an artery behind your knee that you can put cool, whatever it is. It's ice probably as much as anything else. And then that artery in your groin that I was talking about, just where the thigh meets the abdomen. There's a place on your inside of your elbow where the bicep meets the forearm. That's a good place to cool down, right? There's an artery there. See, wherever the arteries are, the ones around your head, excuse me, like the one above your temple, called the temporal artery, the dorsal artery, which is on the top of your foot, and let's see, the posterior artery, which is on your inner ankle. Just put a cold compress, an ice pack or something like that, on any of those points and leave them there for 10 minutes or so, and you will be A-OK. Advice courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where it's 48 after the hour.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it, Calitrin.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
And today's forecast, expect a steady breeze with 100% chance of twisting down those country back roads gleefully on your motorcycle. Some will want you, others will want to be you, and animals everywhere will yearn for opposable thumbs just to work that throttle like you do. Oh, nature's cruel design. That's your forecast, back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with 24/7 roadside assistance from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that thinking about helmets with faces on them.
I should get a new helmet. Ooh, maybe I'll get one of those ones that looks like a face with painted teeth and eyebrows, you know? Oh, that always looks so cool. People are like, whoa, is that a person with two faces? Oh, no, it's a helmet. And one face.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Yes, they are. No, this is not the. It's not a replay of the Rush Limbaugh program from about 30 years ago. He used to play this song by Millie Small when he was talking about a certain member of Congress who was gay, and he got away with this. It was actually. It actually was funny. The bit was funny, and he did it every time he talked about Barney Frank. Who was very active in Massachusetts, congressman, very active in Congress, and very active in the gay community. So, for obvious reasons, anybody knows the connection between lollipops, the song, and the discussion of the gay lifestyle, I think I don't have to draw any further conclusions. At any rate, the reason that I'm playing that song today is because on the Food Farm Family Report, we celebrate National Lollipop Day. Lollipop's been around for a long time, it would seem, going all the way back to the cavemen who collected honey jay, used a stick, and put the nectar on it so it could be licked off. That's pretty clever.
That is.
First lollipops back there. And then the ancient Chinese and the Egyptians, the Arabs, they sort of candied fruit and nuts by glazing them again with honey, put them on the end of a stick. So, fast forward to the 17th century, in modern or more modern times, the folks in England started a trend of preparing boiled sugar candy, and they inserted the stick into it so as to hold it up. Now, the word for tongue in England is lolly, and pop means slap. So lolly pop means tongue slap. Bet you didn't know that, right? Term got popularized when the street vendors in London had these things in the 18th century, and they were selling them. So, anyway,
I can't believe how long these have been around?
I know. Yeah. Okay. Sticks and goodies on the end of sticks, like a popsicle, right? Same sort of thing. Pop. And so on it goes, and then it became more in the early part of the 19th century, actually the 20th century. The company was called Racine Confectioners, and they built a machine that attached hard candy to the end of a stick. And they were making 2,400 of these an hour. That's pretty cool. Back in 1907, 1908, somewhere in there. And then there were other machines that moved things along faster. There are today 100 varieties of lollipops, all shapes and sizes. I think I like the Tootsie Roll lollipop. They call it Tootsie Roll Pop. Yeah, Tootsie Pops.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great suckers, man. Suck on those things. So, today is Lollipop Day, my boy. Lollipop. All right. What else is going on? The Food Family and Farm Connection, which you can, by the way, follow every day. Foodfarmfamily.com is a public service. We put a lot of this information out there. You can also connect to the American Family Farmer. So, let's see. We have an alert. Uh-oh. Undeclared milk and vegan blueberry muffins.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Let's see, the Ono Company of San Diego, voluntary recall on their packages of vegan blueberry muffin protein overnight oats. That's a mouthful. So if you have these, if you've bought these, I actually have bought some of these. I know these vegan blueberry muffins. The oats make it so that it doesn't affect you if you have a gluten allergy. But apparently there's something in them. Because, again, milk, if you're
made
a vegan.
Its way in, yeah. So, right. And it's one of those, if you have an allergy or even an intolerance, that can make you sick, an allergy which can be severe and lead to death. But also, these are vegan blueberry muffins. So if you follow a vegan diet, you do not consume any animal products, period.
No, not at all. I thought it was interesting. I saw this. South Park has created a thing on their TV, a show, setting $30 an hour for wages and tips at Casa Bonita restaurant. That's an important part of South Park, right?
Oh no, this is in real life.
Really?
They own that restaurant and they set the wages so high that their staff does not have to rely on tips to make a living wage.
Really? Huh. So how about them apples? I didn't know that. Why South Park? Is they own the restaurant, right? The people that created South Park?
Yes, the two creators.
I didn't know that.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker? Matt Stone and Trey Parker, yes. This is
all right. Pay up $30 an hour to work in a restaurant. That's not a bad gig. All right, you can get a job there if you want to, James. All right, 59 past the hour on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.